Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Joe checking in. Hey, fellas, silicone ring owner here. I'm a farmer, so there's no way in hell I would wear a metal ring because of Tyler's fear of degloving. I think all of us have that fear, but I don't actually work on electricity stuff with a ring on anyway. I don't work with electricity for that.
You've had to stop.
Yeah, I have, however, broken several silicone rings when my finger was snagged on something. So, is this his Deadpool name, the other Grandpa Pancake? What does that mean?
Yeah,
love the show.
That,
the other Grandpa Pancake.
What is the other pancake?
I don't know. What is that?
The other Grandpa Pancake was your grandpa that got hit by the train.
Oh,
what? You had a grandpa that got hit by a train?
Yeah, I did. No. It would have been my great grandpa.
Great grandpa.
Did he Grandpa Pancake?
No, it would have been. Oh, yeah, he died. Yeah. He was.
Puss called him Big Grandpa Pancake.
Yeah, Great Grandpa Pancake.
They did the joke. Because we talked about this before. There's so many generations
back. So he died,
when,
I guess.
When people die, everybody just laughs at it. You know, it's a story I'd heard from my dad when I was younger that his grandfather, we're talking a long time ago, was walking on the, when they had to pick up coal that fell off railroad tracks to heat their houses. So guys would take buckets, and we're talking probably in the 30s, maybe, the 20s, something like that. Walk up and down the railroad tracks in central PA there, and this had probably been all across the country, and pick up coal to heat the houses, because coal was expensive. Mm-hmm. And nobody had any money back in those days. So he didn't hear the train coming once and got hit and kill him. Now, my grandfather,
and
my
once
dad
is all it takes. Grandpa Pancake.
My dad's
dad. Yeah, the
dad,
trains were pretty quiet back then.
My dad's dad was a kid. He didn't remember it either, but that's in the history. Yeah, and that's where that came from. I'm sorry, Grandpa Pancake.
He was a kid when his dad died?
Yeah, like one of those genealogy books. It just says Grandpa Pancake.
No, hold it, Nick. It would have been. I got to get this right now, and it's talk to your parents before they're gone about history and write it down.
Yeah, would older relatives go there? Yeah. All those
now, I have a lot
them.
Of stories that I remember from my dad. He told a lot of them, so I'm lucky that way. But he still has his brother and aunt and sister are still around. But I got to find out if it was my grandfather's grandfather or it was my grandfather's father. Something that situation. Either way, he got hit by a train and was killed. Right. And they call it, these guys joked on the air, and it's called a Grandpa Pancake, and I cried over here. Right. I don't remember the guy. So I was telling Austin off the air that I saw that Tim Allen is playing in Omaha tomorrow night.
Does he still do jokes about drills and stuff?
Well, I hope so.
Are you going to see him?
This is how it started, because I did, in the 80s when Tim Allen did stand-up, I thought that was a funny stand-up. And by the way, the original Tim Allen show, what was it called, Tool Time?
Home Improvement.
Yeah, Tool Time was a show inside the show.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
It was.
Politics aside, I love Tim Allen.
Al
I think he's
Borland.
Funny. I love them in the stand-up. He's just really good at everything he does.
Yeah.
But he's back out there now doing stand-up. He didn't need the money. He's a zillionaire. He's doing it because, like Seinfeld does it, to do it. But is this current stand-up, what's he do?
I bet it's my pronouns are. Right.
No, I don't think.
No,
I don't think
he's that hard about it. I think he's
an anti woke comedian.
I don't think he's a comedian. He is that way.
Is he?
I bet it's got to be in there a little bit.
I've read stories where him and Tom Hanks have dinner once all the time.
Oh, okay.
And they disagree politically, but they also worked on Toy Story together. So I'm hoping that he just does jokes. Like he does back in the day, we all know.
I fear he's got to wedge something in there.
Well, I'm anxious here. I'm not gone, but I don't. Right. I just saw
I
he
wish
was in.
I'm busy. Otherwise, yeah. I'd go.
But you mentioned earlier.
I identify as a power drill.
But this led into something earlier when you said that.
That's a great joke. I hope he doesn't.
It is.
Yeah, identify as a power drill.
Me.
I hope he doesn't go there. I hope he's just because I'm thinking of people that go see Tim Allen now because he's not. He doesn't do a radio show. He doesn't do a podcast. He's just. Tim Allen, and he knows his audience loves Tim Allen, so hopefully he just does a comedy show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But Nick was, also was saying that we're talking about old-time comedians, what they used to do back in the day. And you saw Jeff Garlin back in the, when he was younger trying to do comedy, and even
HBO,
then it wasn't any good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like the HBO comedy specials.
Right.
From the 90s, and it was just...
He just tells stories, doesn't he?
I don't even know what I was watching.
Doesn't really have jokes
or
punchlines.
Yeah, I'm like,
this was a younger Jeff Garlin, not current Jeff Garlin.
Yeah,
right?
And he's incredible. Like, I love him on Goldberg's, Curb. I mean, I think he's hilarious, but his stand-up, from that, I'm like, how did he even get on HBO? That's what I was thinking. I was like, this is... Because usually, almost all the sets, when you watch those old HBO comedy specials... Right. Are like ended up becoming comedy legends,
right? Exactly,
right. And he is in his own, you know, with acting.
Well, he's an acting comedy legend, right?
Yeah, but I don't know who saw him and was like, "We got to have this guy do 30 minutes on TV."
He's kind of notorious for being bad at stand up.
Yeah.
I asked because Austin said it's him and his son's favorite show was Goldberg's. I said when he did that stuff, he told some inappropriate jokes on the set as he probably told on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and then he got fired from the Goldbergs. I said, did they kill them? And you said he said it came back the next season. He was just dead.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, Dad died. it was just like.
Okay, we were talking about that led into this because. I, for some reason, just to get away from news and life, I've just been one of the TV stations just shows Two and a Half Men all the time, and I love Charlie Sheen and Two and a Half Men. I just thought when he was on that show was great. So I was reading a recent article. They killed him on that show because him and Lori had a problem with each other, and then when he had his "I'm winning Tiger Blood," I was a drunk. You know,
yeah. When then we all found out Tiger Blood means AIDS.
Then he got fired from the show, and they actually killed him on that show. They killed him.
Yeah, didn't he like fall off the balcony or something?
Okay.
That's what they said.
Okay, now this happened before the strike. Apparently, him and Lori are in a good place, and there's talk of a reboot.
Oh.
And so what they're going to do, I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to say they dreamed, because they never did say, they did talk about him dying overseas somewhere, if I remember right.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. They said once the actor strike happened and COVID, who knows what's going on. But apparently him and Lori are in a better place now. And there's talk. And people make money in these reboots. Frasier's back. You know, John Cryer, he's busy, but he'd probably show back up for that. You know, who knows, you know.
Yeah. It is weird how they just kill people off on those shows. Well, my daughter's rewatching Grey's Anatomy, and like they just kill people. It's like people can't just be like, oh, they moved to a different hospital or whatever. Why just kill
everybody?
Well,
I can see a drama killing people, but you're right. Everybody in those shows, it's always young, healthy people just all of a sudden they die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, oh, and then we'll just move on.
But the sitcom deaths are hilarious. It's like, why are you doing this?
Dude, you know what they did? Yeah. You know what they did on the Goldbergs before they completely fired him? Because they were filming the tail end of the season before when he was getting kicked off or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he came back dead. Well, they just, for some of their episodes, they just used his body double and then superimposed his face on top of the body double's face, but you can tell.
Really?
So it's just, it's creepy as hell. Yeah. All of a sudden, it's just like, yeah, it cuts to him and he's like smiling all weird and it looks like something out of Soundgarden.
They should just turn
video.
Charlie into the Kenny character from South Park and kill him off every episode.
Hey,
Oh, Anthony's checking in. You're right. The other Grandpa Pancake, since Grandpa Pancake was apparently my great-great-grandfather or something like that, the other Grandpa Pancake was either the guy that, remember he got rolled over by an ambulance?
He was in a car wreck.
Right.
Got thrown from the vehicle, survived that, only to look up and have a truck jackknifing and falling on top of him.
To die?
And then die.
And he's dead.
It was his time.
And then die. Final
destination's real.
Yeah. Or there was another guy pissing, and then the cow fell on him. I don't remember that story.
I don't remember that either.
All right. But like that is the other Grandpa Pancake, yeah. Other Grandpa Pancake.
Did the guy who had the cow fall on him?
Just imagine standing up after you get in a car wreck. You're like, oh my God, that was a close call. And then you look over and that car is coming right at you.
Yeah. And like because of the first car wreck, the semi was trying to skid and jackknife and then boom, right on top of him.
Jackknifes will get you every time.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah, that's the other Grandpa Pancake.
Yeah, did you see? Have you started watching the new season of Family Guys that have started coming up?
I always watch Family Guy, but I'm not even sure. Yeah, I think I've been watching the new ones.
Because they put Jeff Garland in a cutaway.
Did they?
And I'm sure it wasn't him because they didn't do it in a flattering way.
Right.
And I don't watch Curb, so you'll have to tell me if this is true. But they make some reference to how Jeff Garland, all he does is repeat whatever Larry David says on Curb, and they cut to a cutaway of Larry David and Jeff Garland, and he's just repeating everything that Larry says. And he just finally looks at him,
I guess
you're not that funny, are you?
Yeah.
Is it an actual clip?
No, it's a family. They animated it.
Okay.
Well, his character is Larry's agent on that show. So I guess he does kind of do that character, but he's great at it. You know,
I guess they made the observation that that's all he does.
I love when Family Guy just rips on people so much.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care, and he runs into these people at parties and things. You know, he does, man.
Well, even if he hosted the Oscars, so he even willingly stood in front of all of them.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah,
a lot of them he just rips. You know,
a 9-figure paycheck will give you the balls to do that.
And he's saying, "I saw your boobs."
Yeah, that was the best.
I don't think Hollywood liked it, but
no.
I think the audience appreciated it. I sure did.
That's what we want.
I think that was the singular reason he did not get invited back.
Yeah, most people in the audience were actually kind of slapping at that, but, you know,
except the ones
laughter.
He name-checked in the song. I distinctly remember them cutting to Charlize Theron, and she was not having it.
I thought they were friends.
She didn't look happy with that song.
Yeah, because she was in A Million Ways to Die in the West, wasn't she?
Yeah.
With him?
Yeah. Oh, no, they dated. They dated.
That's what I thought.
They dated after that. I don't recall the cow pisses story, but Grandpa Pancake was ejected in a wreck, and this guy says a milk truck rolled on top of him. So.
A milk truck?
Yeah. And that was his grandpa.
Yeah. There's a lot. Man, I didn't realize the world had so many Grandpa Pancakes.
Try the Grandpa Pancakes.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.